Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. Anach Thomason. Well, get ready to hear from your cell phone as the federal government tests its nationwide emergency alert system later today.
While these alerts are frequently used in targeted areas to warn of things like tornadoes, this one will be conducted nationwide over a 30-minute window starting at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. It will be sent via television and radio and to mobile devices. The emergency alert system is designed to allow the president to speak to the American people within 10 minutes during a national emergency via outlets such as television and radio. Wireless emergency alerts are short messages, 360 characters or less. Ben Thomas, Washington.
His name, Patrick McHenry, the North Carolina Republican, holds the job of House Speaker on an interim basis following the ouster of Kevin McCarthy yesterday. One of his first orders of business as the acting Speaker, evicting Nancy Pelosi from her private hideaway office in the U.S. Capitol. Republicans are now working on coming up with a permanent successor to McCarthy with a vote possible a week from today. In the meantime, the House is off. New York's Democrat mayor heading south with a message. His sanctuary city is all filled up.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he's traveling to Latin America to discourage people from seeking asylum in the city as it struggles to handle a massive influx of migrants. New York City has absorbed almost 120,000 migrants just over the past year, with hundreds still arriving daily in need of housing and employment. Adams says he wants to give an honest assessment of the situation and tell people in Latin America that the city's shelter system has been overwhelmed and is at capacity. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Stock futures higher ahead of this morning's opening bell. Dow futures are up 84 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 74. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
The Saudis offering no relief from rising oil prices. Saudi Arabia planning to maintain a production cut of 1 million barrels per day through year's end.
The announcement could further prop up oil prices, which are hovering at around $90 a barrel. Production cuts first announced by Saudi Arabia and Russia in July have driven up prices at the pump, enriched Moscow's war chest, and complicated global efforts to bring down inflation. The Saudi Energy Ministry says the kingdom will continue to produce 9 million barrels per day in November and December.
Correspondent Jeremy House. British Prime Minister Sunak tells his Conservative Party he's not afraid to make tough decisions for long-term change. But reaction to one decision is already causing a storm. Sunak canceling a big chunk of an ambitious high-speed railway project designed to link London and Northern England. He announced at a conference in Manchester the high-speed two line will not run to the northern city. Townhall.com. Donald Trump says he'll return to court today, observing his civil fraud trial in New York as a judge slaps him with a gag order.
After a post on Donald Trump's social media with disparaging remarks about the judge's law clerk taking a photo with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and talking about it with reporters.
You saw what was just put out about Schumer and the principal clerk. That is disgraceful.
The judge issued a limited gag order on all parties, and Schumer's camp issued a statement saying, this pathetic post is ridiculous, absurd, and false. This activity overshadowed the prosecution's questioning of Trump's longtime accountant, who testified the Trump Organization supplied the numbers for financial statements. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Picket lines outside Kaiser Permanente Hospital, 75,000 workers striking over staffing issues. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. From simple paint protection to heavy-duty construction, Polar Plastics Polyfilm has a solution for any project. It can even be used to help seal off drafty windows and save you money on energy costs. An 8x25-foot roll of all-purpose polyfilm is only $8.99 after 11% rebate. Good through October 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at the
Swatch Painting would like to encourage all women to show their support in the fight against breast cancer. Contact your healthcare provider and schedule a mammogram today. This message is courtesy of Stephanie, family, and staff at Swatch Painting, specializing in interior and exterior painting. Always quality work on time, on budget, at a competitive price. Call for your estimate today at 715-891-5297 or visit www.inspiredfae9.wixsite.com. That's Swatch Painting, on the air because they care.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Wisconsin Republicans opposed the removal of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
McCarthy was voted out as Speaker of the House on Tuesday after far right-wing Republicans pushed for his ouster. Ahead of the vote, Eau Claire Republican Derek Van Orden said Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, who was leading the effort, was out of line.
The motion to vacate the speakership is a fool's errand, and I can't think of anyone better to lead this effort than my colleague from the great state of Florida.
Democrats Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan joined all other Democrats in voting against McCarthy. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Stevens Point State Representative Katrina Shankland announced Tuesday she's running to challenge Van Orden for his third congressional district seat next year. Shankland says she wants to take a record of working with both parties to Washington.
And I think a candidate like me, who has a proven track record of not only winning, but delivering for Wisconsin, is exactly what not only the base, but everyone in the Wisconsin's third wants.
Shankland adds the district deserves better than Van Orden.
Extremists like Derek Van Orden are ignoring the needs of working people because they're too focused on causing dysfunction.
Shankland is one of 4 Democrats that have already announced for the seat. Milwaukee man has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for his role in his son's shooting death.
Jose Gonzalez had earlier pleaded guilty to neglecting a child in the February death of 5-year-old Elijo Gonzalez, who got a hold of a gun and shot himself. Prosecutors said the elder Gonzalez left 2 loaded guns in his bedroom while he was at work with Elijo and his 11-year-old sister in the care of their uncle, Brian Jench. Jench pleaded guilty last month but is receiving medical and psychiatric treatment and has not yet been sentenced. Gun safety advocates say the tragedy is a strong argument for owners to lock up their guns. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them, but with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly, so get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The author of legislation to legalize marijuana in Wisconsin says it could be beneficial to the state's agricultural community, including farmers who are already legally growing hemp.
The potential, which we don't have here in Wisconsin, to expand that market to high THC products that our neighboring states are able to embrace. I know that there are good paying jobs there.
Senator Melissa Agard of Madison has introduced a bill to legalize recreational marijuana before, but it's never advanced in the Republican-controlled legislature. And a proposal in the state legislature seeks to make the monarch the state's butterfly. Proponents of the bill seek to bring awareness to the struggles of the insect. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says due to habitat loss, disease, and climate change, the monarch is at risk of disappearing, but they add it's not yet considered endangered. The agency points out that more than 80% of the species have died off over the past few decades. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Let's take a look at the Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, Thursday, the 5th of October, serving up roasted pork chop with au gratin potatoes, mixed baked beans, and applesauce. You've got locations in Phillips, Ogama, Kennan, Brantwood, Park Falls. If you have any questions about Price County Senior Dining and to order your meal ahead, give them a call, 715-339-2158.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, mostly cloudy skies with a chance for showers, possibly an isolated thunderstorm into the afternoon in the lower 70s. A breezy south winds at 10 to 20. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, breezy, a low of 46. Into the day on Thursday, a chance for some showers with highs right around 60. Breezy south winds, 10 to 15. Rainy, breezy, and much cooler on Friday, 46. Staying dry though for Saturday, highs in the mid-40s. For Sunday, partly sunny skies up to 49. And for Monday, in the low 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 65 degrees.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently announced its 2022 Warden of the Year. I'll tell you who the recipient is when we return. But first,
'tis the season for Toyland at Fleet Farm. The elves are stocking shelves with the hottest toys like Barbie, Lego, Hot Wheels, and more at unbeatable deals. Find a lower toy price and we'll beat it by 5%. Doors open at 7 a.m. Saturday, October 14th. Plus, the first 125 customers get a free toy tractor. Get unbeatable deals on the toys you want before they're gone. Fleet Farm, the store with everything you need for a very Merry Christmas. See store for details.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced that DNR Conservation Warden Lieutenant Brian Lockman has been awarded the Warden of the Year Award for 2022. Warden of the Year, formerly known as the Haskell Noise Efficiency Award, is the highest honor bestowed to a state conservation warden. Recipients demonstrate an ability to lead a quality law enforcement conservation program that excels in balancing enforcement, education, and community involvement. The award is named after the late Milwaukee businessman who, 93 years ago, created the award as a way to honor those who protect Wisconsin's natural resources. Lockman, a 22-year veteran of the agency, started his career with the DNR in 2001 as a conservation officer and has served the state as a field warden in Sturgeon Bay, New London, Wisconsin Rapids, and Stevens Point, and now leads a team of wardens based out of Wisconsin Rapids. Outdoor News thanks Officer Lockman and all state conservation officers for their service. I'm Rob Dreisland, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out the late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick. Just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. Soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she's the same. What's the matter you? Hey, God, I know. So bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. That's my mom. Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up on your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up on your face. Okay, let's try it really.
DeLucci and their theme song of a shut up your face for reality radio. And we don't mean that intentionally or anything subliminally, but unless you say something dumb, then maybe. Joel here. Austin's here. We're ready to roll, Austin.
Always.
He's so fired up. We're going to talk with Mr. Klopotic here in just a little bit about the outdoors. We got our Title Town report a little bit later on in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk with folks from Disney Bricks, a recently opened new business. They've been here a while now in Phillips. They have a special event going on with Phillips Fall Harvest Festival this weekend that we want to talk with them about. All right, we got the end of summer. Today, I'm going to call today the official end of summer, Austin, okay? You woke up to 68 degrees this morning. A little humidity.
It was warm yesterday, though.
It was warm yesterday, but by the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival on Saturday, which will all be on Main Street broadcasting live Saturday morning, we'll be waking up to probably 35 degrees, and it might get to 50.
Yeah, I have to put away my nice car for the winter.
Yeah, no snow yet. Overnight lows will still remain, for the most part, above freezing here for the next week or 10 days. So it doesn't look like we're in for some really early, early snowfall. Getting snow early mid-October is actually, a fairly common thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't look like we're going to probably get any of that here.
I'm okay with that. The longer we put off the snow, the less I have to deal with it.
Well, you can't open up any snowmobile trails till after deer hunting anyway. So what's the point, really? What's the point?
True.
So get a little snow over Thanksgiving and maybe get the trails going in December. Everybody be happy. We've got Brewer playoff baseball tonight. They lose 6-3 last night. Devin Williams, a reliever, did not have a good night, but they might have lost that anyway. They just couldn't. You just didn't feel it during the game. You just kind of felt it from the start. They lost 6-3. They'll try it again tonight at 6:05. Will be first pitch, 5:30 pregame. If they win that tonight, same thing tomorrow. The time on tomorrow's game may change because some other teams may be eliminated, so they may move that a little bit. But we do know that they will play tonight. If they lose, the season is over. So they gotta do it tonight. Gotta do it tonight. So playoff baseball continues. We got the Packers coming up Monday night as they travel to take on the Raiders. I was chatting just briefly with Linda Dobner, who is one of the people who helps to head up the Park Falls Farmers Market. And I was talking to her a little bit last week about our food fight, stuff. Mm-hmm. And she just out of the middle of nowhere, she emailed me and said, "I think tomatoes would be a good weapon for a food." It's like, "Get away, Linda!" All right,
our nonsense is spreading.
Yeah, exactly. She thought just for the mushiness and the distraction of,
I mean, that's true. If you get a ripe tomato and you aim it right, that can go in somebody's eyes. They are blinded.
Yeah, the juice, and you're kind of looking at yourself like, oh, mm-hmm. And then that distraction, like a bad all-star wrestling match, then they'll come and get you from behind. Whereas a potato would cause pain just from the blunt.
Somebody with a good enough pain tolerance, if they manage to dodge it just right and it only hits them right in a certain way, they're fine.
But if it hits you, it'll bounce, it'll hit, and it'll be like, ouch, but no splatter or anything like that.
The problem is now you just gave them a weapon to throw back at you, too.
Right, and now they got the potato. The more solid you hit them with the potato, the more likely it's going to be landing at their feet.
Mm-hmm. And they can just grab it and throw it back.
Yeah, and Linda pointed out, she said, let's not even talk about pumpkins and the damage that can do.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, but then you have to get, a launcher for those.
It is fun dropping after Halloween is over and you got the soft pumpkins. It is fun going out and just, even if you just launch them into the air into an open field, there's certain joy in that.
I've never actually launched a pumpkin before.
Watching just splatter, because the deer enjoy that, too, because then they got the little buffet at night. So they always appreciate that. So the Park Falls Farmers Market continues again today. I believe next week is going to be the following week. Yeah, the last day of the market is going to be October the 11th. So 2 to 5:30 today at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church this week at the market. You got pumpkins, of course. You've got raspberries, some corn, a variety of squash, including spaghetti squash and acorn squash. There's apples. There's melons, some rutabagas, Brussels sprouts, garlic. There's potatoes, cucumbers, green beans, green and red bell peppers. There's tomatoes, onions, Angus beef, local honey, and maple syrup, too. A wide variety of baked goods, always down there, too, with homemade noodles and much more. More than 10 varieties of jams and jellies, also. Fresh eggs, kohlrabi, beets, carrots, cabbage. My wife bought a package of carrots last week, and she said they were extra, sweet. They were really good. I'm not sure why they get that way later in the year, but I guess they do. little Swiss chard, celery, cherry tomatoes, dill, pickles, and just so much down there. So still a lot of stuff there today, and next week will be the final ones. And some good decorative stuff, too, if you want to decorate for the fall, that the decorative corn and other flowers and plants, stuff like that, too. Most vendors do accept the Quest cards, the WIC, and the Senior Market coupons, and they are very grateful for those who have supported it in any way, including Forward Bank, Northwoods Community Credit Union, North Lakes Community Clinic. So eat healthy, get on down there, and get yourself. My wife bought a little miniature pumpkin. Because we have one of those air fryers, and you can put it on dry mode, I guess, or whatever, I don't know. There's a lot of buttons there. I don't know what they mean. I hit reheat sometimes. That's about it. But she'll take a pumpkin, and she'll put it in the air fryer, and she'll dehydrate it. And it's our dog loves it. Snacks for our dog. So yeah, little
snacks
treat
for people, too, maybe.
Yeah, little treats and stuff for the dog, and a healthy treat for the dog. Not that,
a lot better than a lot of the stuff you're going to find, though.
Yeah, a lot of stuff you buy in store, the milk bones and stuff. It's but if you can, if you take the time, it takes a long time. I mean, one day I think that air fryer was running for like 10 hours. It was just sucking all the moisture out of that pumpkin. But the good part is our dog during the entire day is distracted and can smell it. So he's a pretty happy guy, pretty happy dude.
It's an air freshener.
It is. It is an air freshener, right? So check out the Park Falls Farmers Market, 2 to 5:30 today. Christ is Serving Lutheran Church are right across from, they're right just north of the radio station here. They are a pumpkin launch away from the radio station here on Highway 13.
That just adds to the jokes that Americans will use anything but the metric system.
That's right. The metric system, please. Why are we, I mean, are we the only country who doesn't use the metric system?
There's two others.
Okay, what
and they're in Africa. Like, Liberia is one of them, I believe, last I checked. And then there's another one. I forgot the name of it, but it's also an African country.
So I can go to Liberia and say I'd like 2 pounds of potatoes. They know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Anywhere else, you say it, and they're like, how much you want?
Just imagine, somebody going to England. I'd like 2 pounds of potatoes. Sorry, sir, these are 5 pounds.
See, I remember way back when I was in school. Way back, talking late 70s, early 80s, I remember we learned the metric system because they said this is going to be the universal system. Someday you're going to have to know what a centimeter is, what a millimeter is, and all that stuff. All we knew back then was 2 liters, a 2-liter bottle of soda. Oh, I know how much that is. That was my only reference. It never happened. The transition never happened.
Nope, we're still stuck set in our ways, us and two others.
Yeah, you go to Canada and you see kilometers, right? Isn't it kilometers?
Mm-hmm.
On the sign, and you're like, ooh, how far is that?
That reminds
me. How much gas do I need to get 70 kilometers?
That reminds me of like a news story that I saw a while back about somebody that was driving there, and they got pulled over for going 90, but their speedometer was in miles.
Okay.
And the limit was like kilometers.
Okay.
So they got in trouble.
I don't know, on gauges on the car, it used to say miles per hour, and then there was a KMH kilometers per hour, too, on there. But I don't know if we've just given up, if they even have those on there anymore.
I mean, I didn't see one on my car out there, but it's possible I just missed it because I haven't looked for it.
Yeah. And I don't know. The U.S. just never gave in. I'm not sure why.
We'll never yield.
Why the rest of the world?
We're a very stubborn country.
If you told me that something right now is 18 millimeters long, no idea.
Nope.
14 centimeters, you could tell me it's a mile, and I'd say, oh, sure.
To this day, online, there's a lot of people in the community that I'm in that post their height in centimeters. I have to go into Google, convert that, and then figure out how to convert my height into centimeters to reply back to them. Because they don't know feet.
Because you want to know how tall. You want to know if you're talking to a short person or tall. Or what. You have no idea.
I want to know if I can make fun of them or not.
Oh, Americans are wonderful, aren't we? We're just stubborn. We're just
extremely stubborn.
Give into that metrics. Give into that metrics.
Sorry, I only speak in freedom units.
Right. Let's get Carl Kopotic on the line here to talk more metrics.
Good morning, Joel.
Carl, good morning. You're on the air. How are we doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, we were having, Austin and I were just having a discussion about the United States and Americans' reluctance to convert to the metric system, and that we're all just stubborn Americans and we don't want to ever go metric.
Yeah, I know. You know what happened one year? This was way back, maybe 20 years ago, I'm not sure, 15, when the hourly observations that I look at every day on the weather maps and stuff, they changed from Fahrenheit, from the British system to metric, and it was like, what is going on? I was blown away that particular day because I had to try and figure out what the numbers meant.
Right, and I was just telling Austin, I said, kilometers per hour, all that, I have no idea. And, you know, I was in school in the late 70s and early 80s. I'm old. This is a long time ago that we were talking about changing to the metric system. We learned the metric system in school. But still, to this day, I have no idea how much 10 centimeters is, how long that is.
Well, it's really, I mean, it is a much simpler system to use because it heavy, you know, it works in tens and, you know, ones and zeros. So it's really very easy to figure out.
Okay. All right. I just never did.
You just never did. I know the concept of, you know, how many centimeters is 10 centimeters. How long is it? That I don't have in my brain too much either. I sort of do, but, you know, 1 meter, how long is that? Is that more than 3 feet or less than 3 feet? Is less than a yard?
You just reminded me of a way that I heard somebody once explain how to use the Fahrenheit temperature system.
Yeah.
It's a percentage.
Yeah.
It's 0% warm? Well, it's cold. 100%? Yeah, no, go back inside.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think the soda company tried to take us into the metric system. They created the 2 liter bottle of soda to try to get us some kind of, but then all we did was we just grabbed the soda and said, ooh, that's good soda. I mean, we never even bothered to go any further from there, did we?
We didn't care how much it was. It's just, oh, hey, that's a big bottle of soda.
Now we know what a liter of soda looks like.
I guess so, yeah. I'm sure there's other little infiltrations that we know that maybe I don't even realize.
Infiltrations, they're invading us.
The metric, yeah. But Austin was telling me there's only like a couple other countries in the world that use our system. What'd you say, Liberia?
Yeah, I think Liberia is one of them. Then there's another one that's also over in Africa, and I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, so they use the pounds and stuff. All right, so we are mourning the end of the humid summer field today, Carl. Is that correct? Am I mourning correctly?
Well, yeah, I guess you can mourn for it because this is another very pleasant and fairly warm day, but not quite as warm as yesterday, and it's going to go away, and we're going to get back to a very distinct fall feel. And the kind of weather we expect this time of the year, and we'll go up and down. We'll see what happens down the road. I think next week's going to be one of those very pleasant weeks of weather, if all goes as planned here, where it's, you know, cool at night and morning hours are cool, and maybe have some frost at times, and then the days are nice and sunny and pleasant, 50s, maybe getting back to the 60 degree weather pattern down the road. So that's the kind of weather that I look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. But it looks like the overnight lows aren't going to be crazy cold, are they? I saw the overnight lows pretty much staying in the 30s here for the next few days.
Well, the next few nights, we're not, you know, the clouds and the wind will be around to keep our temperatures at night up. So Thursday night's lows are probably close to 40, but still above it. And then Friday night into Saturday morning, could dip to the 30s. Sunday morning, Monday morning, we're likely to have some 20s, at least in scattered areas in those bogs and low spots for sure.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. It's good. This is going to be a good rest of the week to be out in the woods, because yesterday and today, that humidity, I mean, you start tromping around in the woods, you better have some water with. You're working up a pretty good lather out there.
Yeah, you are. And, of course, we've lost a few more leaves, and so you start getting better visibility in the woods, especially if you're grouse hunting or bow deer hunting, and that's always a plus, too.
Yeah, yeah, the wind yesterday and today definitely taken down all of the leaves that have turned anyway. So I think
the dried leaves. Yeah. Still looking awfully nice though, right?
Yeah, I think because there's still a lot of leaves that are still pretty tight on the tree. They're not ready to fall yet. So I think they're hanging on pretty decently. So
it's kind of like we like to hang on to summer. They like to hang on to that green leaf too.
I guess so. Man, the deer are moving up here. People are nailing deer left and right up here with their vehicles.
It's because the deer are all hiding now.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing, but the deer are on the move. They're beefing it up. There's a lot of apples, a lot of berries, a lot of crab apples, and they're everywhere eating, man.
Well, the mating season's approaching, too, so they know they got to stuff themselves for the winter, and the rutting season is, you know, close at hand, so they're moving around.
Yeah, a buffet and the ladies. It's a guy's Did I go too far there? A buffet in
Western Vegas.
And all the hunting, a lot of the hunting seasons are on too now, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of them are on duck and goose hunting and bow deer, obviously, and turkey and rough grouse. And today's the last day of the black bear hunting season with the assistance of dogs. The black bear hunting season continues yet, but not with the assistance of dogs after today.
Okay. Very good, Mr. Klopotic. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you, Carl Klopotic, joining us. Some birthdays. I don't see any local birthdays and anniversaries.
So when we were talking about like the whole metric system thing, that reminded me of something.
What's that?
Last night, my laptop hit 110 degrees Celsius. Okay. You want to know how hot that is in Fahrenheit?
So why did your laptop go that far?
It overheated because I was playing a game and it didn't like the game, apparently. But do you want to know how hot that is in Fahrenheit? That's 230 degrees.
Okay.
For a brief period of time, I could have made a full breakfast and made a cup of tea with my laptop.
Okay.
That's hot. That's why I posted it and I about it and I said, laptop tea, anybody?
110 degrees. All right.
Celsius.
Cooled down now? You're okay?
It's okay now. It's all just, right. But for a moment in time, I could have boiled water with my laptop.
It's good. Oh, it's still working.
It is. Came back on like nothing happened. And honestly, I'm astonished.
Amazingly enough.
Because parts melt at that temperature.
All right. Let's talk a little Shawamigan sports. We've got our athletic director, our high school athletic director, Mr. Darren Patterson with us. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good. We're doing well. Nice fall weather here, and we're good. We've got some, let's talk a little football first of all, as we weren't able to talk to you last week, but a week ago Friday, Coach Morgan, the team got their first win, and then they had a tough battle against Winter this past week. So good to have the football team in that win column, Darren.
Yeah, and what made it extra special too, Joel, was it was our homecoming game too. So we had our biggest crowd of the year there. It was just a really neat atmosphere at the field. And, you know, it was our best game that we played all year. We played a complete game playing all four quarters. So it was nice to see that all on display. And I know the kids enjoyed the experience. And when you put in a lot of time and effort into, you know, trying to do your best as an individual or a team, it's nice to be rewarded with a victory. And very thankful the boys were able to celebrate that victory versus Washburn. And then, as you alluded to, yes, we went to Winter Birchwood last week, and we just, for whatever reason, it was just a tough game for us, and certainly a tip of the cap to the Wildcats, Winter Birchwood. They beat us. I know that was a game that we expected to do a little bit better in, but, hey, you know, you move on to the next one, and we have Mellon this Friday. And, Joel, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but as long as we're going to conduct business right now over the air.
Sure.
They did bump the game up 15 minutes on Friday. So
3:45, is that what we got?
Yep, we're going to go 3:45 now.
The Wrigley Field of the Northwoods, all right. No lights there, yeah, all right.
Just to ensure that we don't have a darkness issue.
Yeah, so 3:45 on Friday. Coach Morgan and the crew, it'll be a good battle. We'll have the game for you. Right here on 98Q. Volleyball. Let's talk volleyball. They've been winding down their conference season here this week, right?
Yep. We actually finished our conference duels last night here at home versus Rib Lake. Unfortunately for us, Rib Lake came away with a 3-0 win on the varsity side of things. JV Rib Lake also won, but on the JV2 side, our girls won 3-0. So the younger kids did really well, and for our older kids, you know, it was still a good moment at the gym. We had 16 years, so those seniors had their senior night and recognition, and, you know, kind of watching their families interact after the game and taking pictures next to posters that were made for them, and it was kind of neat to see the kids have that moment with their parents. And it's crazy to think, Joel, but yeah, they're done with their conference slates. And now next week they travel to Marathon to participate in the Merriwood Crossover Challenge. And that essentially is where they take the top team in the north and have them face the top team in the south and all the way through the standings. So there's six schools in north and south. So each school will get assigned to play the other school or a school that had similar team placing. And it looks like we're going to be paired up with either Auburndale or Edgar. So we'll kind of wait. Maybe we'll know that later on today, who we have next week. And then essentially it's one more match we have with Mercer, and then it's tournament time for the girls. So things really, really went fast this year.
All right, things winding down for the volleyball. Cross country, too. We're winding our way toward regional time for cross country, too, right?
We are. Yesterday we were at Hayward, and technically it's their last regular season race of the year, because in 8 days they have their Merriwood Conference meet at Stratford, and then at sectionals in state. So they're down to their last two or three meets, depending on if we go all the way. So they're at the end of it, too. And you know, I'm bringing football back into the fold. They have three games left. So fall sports, I feel like we all just started last week, and we're reflecting paper.